From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison. Fresh data just out last hour show new home sales fell in December, but overall sales for 2012 were the best in 3 years. Here to look at what this means for us is Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So let's zoom out of today's numbers and look at the big picture. How healthy is the housing market right now?
Yes, it's getting better, but we're still about 50% below what the pre-housing bubble normal levels were. So if you look at where the levels were back in 1998 or 1999, 2000, we're about half of that level right now. So still a long way to go, although the trajectory is positive, and as long as the economy continues to grow, I think we're going to continue to see progression and improvement in the housing market.
So when does the property market get to the point where its impact is going to be felt elsewhere as far as creating construction jobs, new business for appliance and furniture makers, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I think we're seeing some residual effects of that now. It's just that because it's coming from such a low level, it's not enough that it's going to move the needle on unemployment. I think we need a much stronger economic environment, and then it becomes a self-reinforcing positive cycle where stronger economy, more disposable income makes people more confident to go out and buy houses. If, you know, Washington doesn't run us off the rails, you know, this economy can continue to improve. But, you know, between spending cuts and debt ceiling debates and the specter of a credit rating downgrade, I mean, all of that, I think, is going to weigh on not just financial markets, but the psyche of both businesses and consumers.
Okay, Greg McBride of Bankrate.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.